sisters was a perfect match. So we thought, that's great. They proceeded to do the transplant. But the question at that point really became, would the transplant take and be successful? It did take. It was successful. So we figured from then on it would be a matter of recovery. That's what we were talking, the recovery, and for him to regain his strength and get back all his cells and so on. So I was really surprised when one Thursday afternoon I got a phone call. It was sort of an unpleasant call from a family member. But within that call, I started to feel very uncertain about whether my brother was getting the sort of care and attention he needed. Now, since just before when they started to do all the radiation and extra chemotherapy before doing the stem cell transplant, I wasn't able to reach him on the phone because he was so weak, he couldn't speak. So for some weeks I hadn't spoken to him. So after that call, I immediately tried to get in touch with him. Kept calling his cell phone, no answer. I kept calling my sister's phone as well, cell phone, no answer. And Friday I continued with that. I just kept trying the numbers from time to time, but still no answer. And eventually I'd sort of run out of options, so I decided instead to call my sister's home number. She was not supposed to be at home. She was at work, as far as I know. And I had the phone ringing, thinking, well, what am I to do after this? I have no more numbers to call. And just about when I was going to hang up the phone, my brother answered. So I actually got to speak with him. I didn't speak very long. But what he said to me made me feel that he needed help. He wasn't eating well and so on. He was still weak. He needed help in that way. I sort of talked about that with my daughter the evening. And, well, she left. She never said anything. I was just concerned and praying that all would still be well. But on this, by the Saturday, we heard that he actually was now readmitted to hospital. And my daughter said to me, you know, maybe we can just drive up to New York, which was sort of, it was really amazing because she had to arrange to have somebody work her shift on Monday. And it's not the sort of thing she would normally do. I balked at first, but eventually I said, you know, the Lord has opened a way to let us go to New York to see him. So I'll go. So we set off Saturday evening. We reached New York like early Sunday morning. We saw him Sunday. And we had taken our juicer and all sort of nutrients and stuff for him. So we gave him that on Sunday. By Sunday evening, he was looking much brighter. He was happy to see us, you know. So that was good. We still felt he just needed some support with his nutrition. Monday, his wife went early to see him. I went later, like about midday. And when I went, his wife said to me, you know, Mikey has accepted Christ as his Savior. I asked her how. She told me a family friend, her mother's friend, had come to see him early in the morning, and he had accepted Christ and prayed with her, which I thought was, we were really so happy. But we're still thinking he just needed some nutrition here now. Well, what eventually happened was that he died that evening. And although it was a shock, you know, when we look back, when you sit and think of what happened, you sort of realize that, you know, the really, really important thing, the Lord saw that through. And from our standpoint, although we got the sort of unpleasant phone calls, they had the effect of taking us down a path which actually allowed us to spend the last 2 days with him before he died. Because if we had not got those phone calls, I probably would not have been so insistent and pushing and trying to call somebody. I would have simply said, oh, he's not feeling strong enough to answer his phone, and tried another day. It didn't go like that. So something that started out unpleasant, we could see that the Lord turned it around to do a great thing for us. We felt very blessed that we were able to be there with him, because the whole time he was ill, he was in New York, we were here, and we really didn't have the means of, you know, just flying to New York or driving to New York. We didn't have that. So we saw that as a great blessing. And there were so many other things that really happened during that time. There were lots of things that were really burdensome. And again, you know, I was able to give that to the Lord to remove it from me. So overall, yes, you know, you prayed. We prayed for him to regain his health. He never got back his physical health, but he got something even better. And because of all the things that happened, for us, we were able to see the hand of God working in just so many ways. So it just helped to strengthen my faith. I know that God is good, God is real, and God is so merciful.
Amen.
Thank you.